There he was, standing right in front of her. She could see him just as you and I can see each other. What an amazing moment. She was seeing a vision. She had been going through all kinds of terrible internal struggles, dealing with horrible thoughts. Here's what she wrote at the time in her diary. The most terrible thought for me was a conviction that I have been rejected by God. Then other thoughts came to me. Why strive to acquire virtues and do good works? Why mortify and annihilate yourself? What good is it to take vows, to pray, to sacrifice and immolate yourself? Why sacrifice myself all the time? What good is it if I am already rejected by God? Why all these efforts? What a darkness she felt. Not just a physical darkness. It was worse. It was a spiritual darkness. That was the moment when he appeared. He was Jesus. She was Saint Faustina. And he appeared to her and stood right in front of her in their convent chapel, so that she could see him just as you and I see each other. Of course, Jesus knew all the horrible dark thoughts that were going on in her mind, in her soul, just as he knows the internal struggles you and I often face. What were his words to her? I am always in your heart. After he said this, something beautiful happened in her heart, a true move of the Holy Spirit. Here's what St. Faustina writes. An inconceivable joy entered my soul, and a great love of God set my heart aflame. I see that God never tries us beyond what we are able to suffer. What a relief that the Holy Spirit moved in her heart that way, once she heard the words of Jesus to her, I am always in your heart. That's a pretty good way to talk about what the Holy Spirit does. He helps us to know Jesus Christ in our heart. The Holy Spirit helps us to experience a real relationship with Jesus. What happened to Saint Faustina was a spiritual movement in her soul caused by the Holy Spirit. We just listened to the Pentecost sequence before the Gospel. That long prayer to the Holy Spirit, recounting and asking for what he does in our life. We heard these beautiful phrases describing the Holy Spirit's work in us. Shed a ray of light divine. Within our hearts shine. You the best of comforters. Sweet refreshment here below. Rest most sweet. Coolness in the heat. Solace in the midst of woe. Light divine, heal our wounds, renew our strength, on our dryness pour out your dew. Bend the stubborn will, melt the frozen heart, warm it. It's a litany of all the things the Holy Spirit does within us. These are movements of the Holy Spirit that can happen in everybody. That means that the Holy Spirit should be tangible for our life. You and I should know that we know God. In spiritual direction, one talks about movements of the Holy Spirit as sensible or tangible. And especially in a person very young in the faith, we can expect God to touch the heart in some pretty tangible ways in order to set it on fire. Has the Holy Spirit set your heart on fire? I know he has set my heart on fire. I knew God in a very personal way when I was a little kid. And then after I had fallen away from that closeness with God, he brought me back to it within my first weeks at the university. And this time, the fire stuck. And it has lasted almost 37 years. Is life in the Holy Spirit always a bunch of tangible touches and internal movements? Is it always tangible sweetness? Not at all. There are certainly periods in life when it seems there is not a lot of dramatic internal movement in the heart. There are periods of internal dryness and darkness. During those periods, it is often helpful to remember the tangible movements from God. Just as he said the words to Saint Faustina about always being in her heart, and then she experienced this inconceivable joy and a great love of God setting her heart aflame. Wouldn't she remember that forever? Increased love for God, inflamed love for God, is a pretty sure sign of the Holy Spirit. Other signs of the Holy Spirit are fruits such as obedience, self-control, faithfulness, love, peace, joy, adherence to Jesus Christ and his teachings. We are celebrating the Feast of Pentecost. Pentecost was first a feast for the harvest of wheat. The priest in the new temple would offer before God a couple loaves of bread made from that new harvest. Wheat is a seed. Look how foolish I am teaching farmers that wheat is a seed. But there it is. Wheat is a seed. Jesus also called his word a seed. When he talked about the seed being thrown on good ground, or rocky ground, or shallow ground, and it all sprouted in different ways, and much of it did not survive. Well, on this harvest festival for wheat, God chose to pour out his Holy Spirit on the early church. What makes any word God speaks to us, especially the word our Heavenly Father speaks, by sending Jesus Christ into the world and into our hearts, what makes that word develop and become harvestable? It's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the necessary nourishment. You and I really need to know the Holy Spirit in order to grow in faith. Did you note from the Acts of the Apostles that it says those dwelling in Jerusalem at the time were devout? They were devout, doing their best to love God, and being in Jerusalem for the feast was one of the requirements for living out the Jewish faith. But that Old Testament devotion needed some more internal fuel to make it burn more brightly, to make God's word inside hearts become harvestable, fruitful. Our devotion, our celebration of the sacraments, especially Holy Mass, and our attempt to live the teachings of Jesus Christ and his church, our life of devotion absolutely needs the power of the Holy Spirit in order to be real. If you don't have an explicit prayer to the Holy Spirit as part of your everyday routine, today is the time to begin saying one. Here is a prayer for all of us. Come, Holy Spirit, fill our hearts with love for Jesus Christ. Fill our hearts with the love of Jesus for everybody around us as well. Give us hunger for God and a desire to serve God, a desire deeper than we have ever known before. Fill us especially as we receive Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist, so that the greatest glory for God results from this divine encounter today.